Okay, so it was 2006, and my life had basically fallen apart. I had moved from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. For a new job, and my girlfriend of, 5 years, the only woman who I dated throughout my entire 20s, had followed to join me. And within less than a year, both the job and the girlfriend told me that, had to sit me down and say, I don't think things are working out. So I did what anybody who is, 25 and suddenly single for the first time in his entire 20s would do, and I moved to a macadamia nut farm in the middle of nowhere in Guatemala. And when I say the middle of nowhere, this was a village of fewer than 300 people. So from the babies to the olds. And the way it worked at the time was I could... Every 3 months, I had to leave the community and leave Central America because my passport was only good for 90 days. But I did it the right way. I'm like, some people. So every 90 days, I had to leave Guatemala, and it was a day trip to the Mexican border and go across into Mexico, and then they'd give me a stamp for 90 more days in Guatemala. The first time I did this, it went pretty well. I went to Ciudad Tecunuman in Guatemala. You got off the bus, and there's a bunch of guys with pedicabs, and you get in one, and they drive you over to the bridge. And I went over to the... I crossed the bridge into Ciudad Hidalgo, and they said, here's your passport. Are you here for... welcome to Mexico. Are you here to spend time in our beautiful country, or do you just want more time in Guatemala? And I said, more time in Guatemala, please. And they said, great, here's your entry stamp, here's your exit stamp. And I'm like... Well, as long as I'm here, can I just check out Mexico for a little bit? And they said, the lady at the border thought about it and was like, sure, just don't leave Ciudad Hidalgo. And I thought, oh, that would be really funny if somebody from Mexico who's living in Juarez tries to go into the United States and says, oh, can I just check out America for a little bit? Sure, just don't leave El Paso, Oh boy. So anyway, I went back without incident. The second time I went, I'm a pro at this. I get off the bus at Ciudad Tecunuman. I get in the pedicab, and I can hardly understand my pedicab driver, not because I don't speak Spanish, but because he does not have many of his teeth. But, he says, pesos. And I said, no, I know, I don't need to change money in pesos. I have pesos already. Aduana. Yes, take me to the aduana, to customs, to the border crossing. So we're pedaling along, and he looks ahead and he says, no hay paso. There's no way through. And I said, okay, well, let's go a different way then. He said, all right. So we're pedaling along, and he makes a right turn onto, I will never forget this, a dead-end road with just that ends in a vacant lot full of trees and shrubberies. A couple of isolated houses, and there's a kid on a bicycle who pulls up alongside our pedicab and starts matching our speed right there until the guy just... I'm like, he's not just going to ride to the end of this dead-end street, is he? And yep, that is exactly what he did. And then he turns to me and he says, $100. I thought, well, shit. I said, oh, well, you had said it was going to be 8 quetzales, which is about $1. And he says, $100, $100. And not knowing what else to do, I played for time. I said, oh, well, why didn't you just take me to the, why didn't you take me to the bridge? Why didn't we go to the border? And he said, ahí no hubo paso. There's no way through there. And I said, well, okay, well, then just take me back to the bus station. I'm not going to go to Mexico today. And he says, te vas con el muchacho, points to the kid on the bike. You go with that boy. And I'm like, I am not going with any muchacho anywhere, I'll tell you what. Praise be to God, I do not know how this happened, but I looked out of the pedicab and I could see in the distance the bridge and little people crossing over the bridge. And I thought, because when he said no hubo paso, I thought maybe the border's closed today. Sometimes they close border checkpoints, but I could see people crossing over. And I said, ¿sabe qué? Ahí el puente, there's the bridge. Parece que sí hay paso. It looks like you can cross over there. And he says, oh, eso solo para la gente que tenga papeles. Oh, that's just for the people who have papers. And I thought, perhaps there has been a misunderstanding. I did not say, oh, well, luckily I have my American passport right here. But I suddenly went from, I'm going to be robbed or stabbed to, this is, what is happening here? So I asked, what exactly was, why did you bring me here? And he says, well, you know, here's where we go. And then you go with this boy and he takes you down into that vacant lot and you go down the little path and you go to the guy with the raft and then you give him $100 and then you're in Mexico. Ooh, interesting. Must not see very many people who look like me there. So I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to chance it at the bridge. I'm just going to throw myself on the mercy of the border people. Maybe they'll have the decency to let me into Mexico. I don't know. So the muchacho and his little muchacho friends took me to the bridge. I wasn't sure if they were going to rob me on the way either. I mean, I'm basically just firing on every survival instinct in my body is on full alert right now. Took me to the bridge, went into Mexico, crossed without incident, went to Tapachula in Chiapas, got a cheap hotel, put on RoboCop, fell asleep. The end. Thanks.